Out of all the portraits made of Abayor, these two hide a curious anecdote. It's said that this portrait, which shows two recognizable features of the collector, his hair or his beard, was stolen from Abayor's home. When Tapias found out, he painted him a new portrait. This one, however, was in a more informal style and the painter is almost unrecognizable. Years later, Juan Abayor saw the first portrait in an auction house and bought it. Today, the two portraits in the museum are the evocation of a painter and a collector who cast a light on modern Catalan art from the past two centuries. He did so by creating mythology, using a living heritage full of meaning. Remember that in the painter's house, you'll find another never-ending stock of human, surreal, extravagant stories of the artist Joan Abelló Prat, that painter of El Vallès who still...
I'm the painter of El Vallès.
Shh. Listen.
I'm the painter of Mollet. I'm not the painter of Cadaqués, the painter of Barcelona, or the painter of Paris. I'm the painter of Mollet.
De Mollet.